Hey, hey, hey. What up, dog? Good morning. What's going on? Just another beautiful Saturday morning on a 6-10-23. That would be June 10th of the year 2023. Scattered showers expected for today. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Coming up maybe a little bit later this afternoon. Should warm up to around 78. Southwest winds increasing a little bit from the southwest, 10 to 15. About a 50-50 chance of maybe some rain this afternoon. Not a whole lot, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. Tonight, some scattered showers, but likely 50% chance. Amounts of rain, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. Maybe that's about it. And it would be cooling off. It's cooling off pretty low for the overnight. 51, sunny skies tomorrow, warming back up to 70 Sunday night, cooling off to 49, and then sunshine and a high near 78 again for Monday. We got overcast skies. The winds are pretty light, and 72 in the old Cannon Valley. And what can I tell you? We have got a program for you this morning. We've got tons of activity. We're going to be talking to the head coach of the tennis team. Marty Johnson will be on the program today. They, of course, did not advance to the state tournament. Tyler Balow, track coach, will be on board this morning as well. We will talk about some of the track teams there. They will advance. Some of them will advance. And then Chris Groutman, the assistant coach to the baseball team, who dropped a heartbreaker on Wednesday to Byron as they were kicked out of the section playoffs, and they will not be advancing as well. So a lot of activities going on here this past week as we round out the spring activities for the Northfield Raiders. Also coming up in the program today, we're going to talk to lacrosse captain Cam Melgren. That'll be on Meet the Raider. And then we'll interview Emerson Garley, who is on her way to state again for the second straight year in girls golf. That's both will be interviewed by Evan Lowe. And, of course, then we have our Raider scoreboard that we're going to have coming up for you here. Why don't we just take a minute here and find out what Evan has to say about what went on this past week. Evan, what up?
Here's this week's Raider Sports Lowdown. This week, the scoreboard will be a little bit shorter as it is now the postseason and the sports are starting to dwindle down. But on Thursday, the boys and girls track and field teams competed at their prelims of the state meet. Braden Brackey ran the 100-meter dash prelim and qualified for finals in the last ninth place spot, so he will compete later on today, Saturday, in Albertville for that. The boys 4x1 also competed on Thursday at prelims that included, again, Braden Brackey, Kamarian Gant, Simon Lippert, and Jackson Jury. They did not qualify for finals. And then Kamarian Gant also competed in high jump, and that will take place later on today. The girls' track and field team sent one athlete on to state, and that is Amber Mahal, and she will be competing high jump, and that will take place later on today as well. The boys' baseball team competed in the section tournament this past week. They had a doubleheader against Byron Bears, and since baseball is a double elimination in playoffs, they had to win both games against the Byron Bears in order to go on to state. They won their first game 4-1, but then they lost their second game with a final score of 7-8. Next week, Emerson Garley will be representing Northfield and the girls' golf team at state. Best of luck to her, and best of luck to the athletes still competing. That's it for this week's Raider Sports Lowdown / Scoreboard. Back to you, Mr. LaRue.
Attaboy, the lowdown. Evan Lowe, good morning. Hey, welcome. Hey, thanks a lot there, Evan. Like I said, the activities are kind of winding down here a little bit, but we still got plenty to talk about. We're going to talk about that tennis team. We're going to talk about that track team, and we're going to talk about that baseball team coming up yet this morning. Stick around. We've got Marty Johnson coming your way in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Raider Rap right here on 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for...
Hello? Hello? Marty? Oh,
Hello, hello, hello.
Are you there? I can hear you now. All righty. We've got about 60 seconds and we'll go live. Okay, roger that. Thanks. And welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 KYMN AM 1080. And if you'd like to listen back to any of the programs this morning, I'll give you a heads up. You can go to kymnradio.net and listen back to all the fun and interesting comments and questions that we have coming up for you here on this week's Raider Wrap. Opening things up this morning, we did hear the lowdown from Evan Lowe with the Raider scoreboard, and talk about getting a pulse on the action. None other than Marty Johnson, head coach of the tennis team. This guy has a pulse, the last time I checked. Marty, good morning.
good morning, Jimmy. Yeah.
How is your pulse rate today? Is it good?
How's my what?
Pulse rate.
Oh, gosh, thanks for checking. I'm still buying green bananas.
Okay.
And I plan on planting an oak tree or two. And everything's fine. I'm good. It's exciting. We wrapped up our season, and we just had a great group of guys. We finished up with our tennis awards banquet on Wednesday at the high school. And no coach in the world could ask for a better team as far as human beings, hard workers, great people.
What did you do? What was the main dish for your banquet?
Oh my gosh!
Our forget?
Booster club is awesome, and they set up a potluck so that depending on your last name, what it started with, you brought a different dish. We had all kinds of hot dishes and goulashes. I can't say what the main one was, but if I could have stayed there, I would have. I mean, you could get filled up, but usually my saying is, Marty doesn't get filled up, he just runs out of time.
There you go.
So I could have spent all night there.
Absolutely. And, of course, you said you're with a group of young people that you had a pretty good season. You didn't have anyone advance in the state this year or anything like that, where there was singles or doubles or team for that matter. But all in all, I think ever since we started talking at the very, very beginning of the season, it was just one of those deals that it was just enjoyable to be around the atmosphere.
That's exactly right. So, you know, this team pulled as much as any team instead of, you know, you having to pull the team. They were great to work with. They're great young men. And like I said, they worked hard. They improved. They listened. They tried their best. They did a lot of things, most things that we were working on. And I think that this team is driven to next year make a bigger difference. I would say at the end of the awards banquet, my partner coach, Mark Walensky, Walleye, brought out a surprise photo, enlarged one, of the 1975 Northfield boys tennis team, 1A state champions, and they beat Mayo in the finals. So I had just gotten done talking about how, you know, we're making big improvements. During the winter, more and more kids are playing. More and more of our young athletes are playing tennis in the winter and in the fall. And how I sure appreciated and was pleasantly surprised, as was Coach Walensky, that after at least a couple, maybe more that I didn't realize, of our away trips, the kids got off the bus and walked straight over to the tennis courts and played until 9:45 or 10 o'clock. I heard about secondhand, and I observed them one time, just to practice their games more, even after we had had a match away. So that's what it's going to take, and it was like when Kennedy said, we're going to send a man to the moon. Coach Walensky said, and I echoed, you guys can do this, Coach Walensky said. You just have to set the vision, and this is what was done before, and you guys can do it. It's going to take work, determination, dedication, discipline, doing what you know you should do even though you don't want to. And I think there's a real drive in our team, and there's a great camaraderie. They all work great together, and our co-captains, we had three of them this year, Blake Simon, Jackson Hessian, and Ruben Bank. They made it welcoming for everybody that was a new player that came onto the team. They showed what we should do. They led the way, and they just did a great job. And they made our two eighth graders feel really comfortable, and our 1 7th grader feel really comfortable. And they all three played integral parts in our varsity lineup this year.
And if you're just joining us, Marty Johnson joins us on the program this morning, head coach of the tennis team. Coach, you talk about that. So when do you appoint the captains for next year? Has that already been done? Was that done at that banquet by any chance?
Yes, it was, and I don't have the standings here. I'm just a little bit worried that I would misstate, but
okay.
We do that at the banquet every year at the end of the season, and we did a paper ballot, and I think I know, but I'm just hesitant to say.
Okay.
So, sorry, I can't comment on that.
No, but you do have captains now, so now that you have captains for the next year. So now these captains, beginning today, basically, it's their team now. So now it's up to them to do the team or captain's practices and motivations and get-togethers and things like that. During the summer, we know there's some activities and programs during the summer that you can play tennis. And, of course, it's outside, so you can, you know, plenty of sunshine, no snow to worry about. Is there a program that somebody could get into this summer that they can maybe take up the game of tennis? It's not something you don't just, I mean, you have to understand the game a little bit, but let's just say somebody was, you know, watching a match or was watching somebody from the Raiders tennis team and they thought, boy, that looks like fun. I would really like to try that, but I really don't know how to play the game. Is there some way a person could get involved and start becoming active and participate in the sport of tennis?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. We have a great community education program system here in Northfield in all sports, and we do in tennis, and it's a great feeder program. Our 7th grader that came up, Elias, or as we call him, Eli Bankston, came up through that program. All of our players have come up through that program, and we have under our belts, looking at our co-captains and all the rest on the team, you can say each one of them came up through our junior program. If you want to get involved with this, contact the Northfield Community Education Program. If you don't know how to do that or don't have access to doing that, you're not sure how to do that, just go to the middle school courts in the summer, anytime from 9 o'clock until noon, and the programs are running. The coaches are really friendly and knowledgeable, and we have all levels from beginning all the way up through intermediate levels and advanced. We have what we call a United States Tennis Association, USTA acronym, Junior Team Tennis Program, and that works out 2 days a week. We have I think, at least two levels, maybe three levels now of that, but just check into that because that involves drilling and more advanced drilling, and you can work your way up through the ranks, and the coaches will say, we've got to get this person in a little bit higher level. We've got to get this person in. Now they've got to go. You're not just stuck in one level. There may be some additional monies that have to be paid if you're in a 45-minute program, and then you go to an hour-and-a-half program. But those coaches will move you along. It's been going on for years. And there is a new desire to lift the tennis game up and bring it back to Northfield. It's really tough competing if we don't have indoor courts, but these guys are going to do everything that they can to get more of their team members doing what they did, which is starting the junior program outdoors at the middle school, getting involved in middle school tennis, getting involved in high school tennis. We have a no-cut policy. We don't cut anybody from the team that goes out for the team. We have a fire where they're saying, we can do this, and then we're going to get more and more kids practicing with us in the winter. I might also add that several of our players, especially Parker Sneary, is our Mr. Congeniality, and he knows, and the other players that played this winter know so many of the other teammates of other teams, like the team from Owatonna. They went down and practiced Owatonna. We know a lot of the Lakeville guys. And when we get together, we play, we compete hard, and then they're all hanging around and visiting together. It's like it's hard to tell where one team starts and the other one ends, and they're all visiting together. And that is one of the best things that, and different. It's totally different from the way it typically has been and is with other teams.
Well, again, how active are you personally with the team and all? And you talked about winter practice. Are you in the gymnasium just hitting it against the wall, or what does that entail?
Personally or with the team?
Well, with the team.
Well, I don't do anything with the team in the fall or winter. I'm not involved in the summer junior team tennis program in this way I used to be. But then I started going up to Medina Country Club and teaching more full-time instead of just in the morning program here. I usually fill up my summers teaching tennis locally and other places. This summer I'm going to be trying to get the Lakeville North girls varsity tennis team ready to compete. So I'm working with them in the afternoons, and because that's a new job that I have in addition to this one. And I will be available to hit with the kids this summer. I'm going to sign a waiver, of course, which allows me and other coaches to work with the players of their team. So, but then, you know, like all coaches in all sports, we have to sign a waiver, which allows us to work with our athletes legally at certain, you know, dates, through certain dates of the summer or the off season.
So that's the state high school league kind of a
those are the rules of the state high school league.
Okay, so then
as for myself, I'm trying to get back and playing again. I have a player who's being inducted into the South Dakota Tennis Hall of Fame at the South Dakota Adult Open, and so he wants to play doubles with me. So that's an incentive to get practicing again. I really haven't done any tournaments since I've gotten both knees replaced, but I really want to, and it's been fun hitting with the kids just a little bit with our young men during the season. And there's still some competitiveness there that I would like to reopen that can.
Well, good for you. Those who can do, those who cannot teach, right? So I'm going to sit back and teach. with that said, the program for next year, it's summertime already. Can you believe it's the 10th of June already? So, I mean, the tennis is probably, the community education program is probably starting or already has started, right? And then as far as the team next year, I mean, you got a couple guys graduating this year, but you got a lot of youth coming. Anybody coming up in the ranks here that you saw here at the end of the season here that you're really looking forward to coaching into next year?
We have a great group. We had 5 juniors. We didn't have any seniors that graduated. We've got a young group, basically. So we'll have those 5 seniors, and the rest are sophomores and juniors. And then the 2 8th graders, of course, will be freshmen. Our 7th grader will be an 8th grader. And we have a lot of, I would say, a keen interest to improve. And they get along so well together, so they have already started practicing in the evenings at the high school courts and just showing up and playing, and they're going to continue doing that, which is what Lakeville South does and Lakeville North does. They just show up. So as far as the summer program, it starts next week. So if you aren't signed up for that, really get out there and visit with the coaches. And you could probably, they'll, you know, start you someplace. And then they have several classes that meet at the same day and time, but they're different levels. So just the simple thing from starting them on a beginner court, and then if their skills are high enough, they could move them to the next court without any problems with a different instructor. So it's a really great program. I would get them into that. And our student athletes are sometimes our alumni or our varsity players are our coaches also, which is a great thing too, so that, you know, they can see that it's possible to do. And they, we just tell stories. This is where I started too. I started on the same court. And I went through this program and got into junior team tennis. They can see the junior team tennis players playing on the next battery of courts back there. And it's just a wonderful program.
Awesome. Well, again, yes, you can contact the Community Education Center, or you can just show up between 9 and noon on Monday and maybe talk to some of the coaches there. And if you want to get involved in the tennis program and find out where you where your skill level is at, you can just kind of show up there and then talk to those coaches and get involved in the tennis team. Marty, thank you so much for joining us this year throughout the season. We enjoyed the conversations. Good luck to your doubles participation, and best of luck going into next year for the tennis team.
Thanks, Jimmy. Always a pleasure. Believe me, it wasn't my pressure. It was my pleasure.
Okay, very good. We appreciate that. No pressure at all. Marty Johnson, head coach of the Northfield Raiders tennis team. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes because we got more to talk about. We got a whole slew of stuff. Tyler Baylor with the track team, Chris Goutman with the baseball team. We've got Emerson Garley coming up, Cam Melgren coming up. There is so much happening here this morning right here on 95.1 The One. Uh-oh. Tyler? Good morning, Jimmy LaRue. How are you?
Oh, good, good. I'm doing well.
Okay. Okay. Well, just give me about 45 seconds or so, and we'll go live. Thank you.
Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Are you or a loved one struggling with drug or alcohol use? Maybe you're not sure if it's addiction or if treatment's needed. If so, you're not alone. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 19.3 million people aged 18 or older had a substance use disorder in the past year. Hazelden Betty Ford offers a free confidential assessment. Inpatient, outpatient, and virtual options are available. It's time to take back your life. Hazelden Betty Ford can help. This message sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and the station.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on Saturday morning. Jimmy LaRue with you on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly this afternoon. It's going to warm up to around 78. Tonight, scattered showers cooling off to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine and 70. Sunday night looks like clear and 49. Sunny skies and 78 for Monday. And for Tuesday, sunny and a high near 84. We're at 72 with overcast skies here on the morning. So it is about 26 minutes after 10 o'clock on a beautiful Saturday morning. And we, like I said, we got a full program for you coming up here this morning. And we want to welcome in our head coach of the boys track team. And then, of course, Tyler Balow. Tyler, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Like you said, it's a beautiful day. Thanks for having me on the program.
So you wrapped up your season this past week. I believe you took fifth overall, if I'm reading my paper correctly. And you had some pretty good qualifying times and some personal bests, and it looks like we've got some people that are going to represent.
Yeah. We had a good section meet. Things went about as strong as they could, as well as they could for us, minus maybe a few hiccups. But, yeah, we finished fifth in a really strong section and sent one relay and three individuals onto the state meet, which is taking place this past Thursday and then today. So very, very fun way to end the season.
So, yeah, they are running today then, right?
Yeah. Starting at 3:30, we'll be up at St. Michael Albertville High School, where the state meet is hosted the past couple of years. And we'll see what we can do.
That's a trip. That's a little bit of a trip.
Yeah, definitely. It used to be at Hamlin and in Blaine. Past few years, it's been at STMA, and they have a great facility up there, but it is a haul.
Now, do you load up buses, or because there's only so few people that are participating, you just go by yourselves? You bring in the team? What happens on this state tournament like this?
Yeah, so on Thursday, we had a small bus that we took. We had four relays and two individuals competing, and then quite a few coaches go since there's so many different event groups involved. And then we had alternates as well. So just in case somebody gets hurt, they allow us to bring four other alternate runners. So we had a small bus and packed that up. And today we're going to take some athletes who are going along just as fans and hopefully can kind of see what the state meet is all about and maybe get there themselves someday.
How's Schroer Johan doing in that 300 hurdle?
He had the race of his life to finish up the section meet last week. He ran high 41 seconds, which in some sections might even get you to state. I think he finished just in fifth place, but got on the podium and really, really had a great race. Probably almost a second PR for him, personal record. So, really strong season from Johan, definitely.
What's running today then? Is it different than it was on Thursday?
Yeah, so the Thursday meet was primarily prelims for all the races. The only race that had finals was the 2 mile, and they competed that early in the morning. And thankfully, didn't have to run that in the heat. And then half of the field events, I think the boys shot put, the boys pole vault, and the boys triple jump was Thursday. Today it'll be the other field events and then finals for all of relays and racing events.
And what do we have running for Northfield?
Yeah, today Braden Brackey qualified in the 100-meter dash for the finals. He snagged the last spot in the finals, but the good thing is today we're looking forward to running his fastest time of the year. He was did not run his best race in prelims and still made finals, so that's really encouraging. And then we have Kamarion Gant. He's going to be high jumping for us. He'll kick off the meet right at 3:30 for us. And then to close us out will be Toby Groff throwing the discus. He was one of the 16 state qualifiers in that event, so he'll be throwing the discus up there today too.
I think Gant the other day jump 6.3 or something like that in high jump?
Yeah, which was a personal record for him, and he's saying he's feeling good. He's rested. His legs are rested, and maybe we can see a 6.4 or 6.5 today if he has a good day.
I was going to say, what would qualify for a state? You know, to win a state, what are kids jumping these days?
Yeah, it's incredible. Every year, there's always a few kids in the state that are jumping around 6.6. This year, there's a kid who is jumping 6.8 from our conference, Adam Myron from Rochester Mayo, and he has a good chance to win that if he can beat a young guy from Eden Prairie who won the triple jump the other day. So there's just some incredible athletes in that high jump. It's quite the event to watch, and I think you used to be a high jumper back in the day. Is that correct?
I did 6 feet, and I thought that was amazing. So 6'6", yeah. I can't even fathom 6'6". That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, 6 foot is not a bad mark either there, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was then. This is now. I can't even get off the ground now. So, but needless to say, so what was, there was a young lady that went, Amal, I believe, was, she qualified, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. Amber Mahal, just a ninth grader qualified.
And is she participating today? Do you know her?
Yeah, she participated on Thursday.
Okay.
I think she finished in 11th place, and she jumped 5'2". And for a freshman to finish in the top, almost in the top 10 and almost get to the podium, that's really awesome for her. She has a bright future ahead in the high jump and as well as other events. But she was a little nervous going into it, it seemed like. Missed her first few jumps and then kind of got on a roll and hit three heights in a row. And almost set a PR at the state meet, which is, you know, when you can perform that well on a big stage in front of that many people, that's just awesome as a freshman.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Young, very young, and a great hope for the future. That's awesome. So, what, so after today, what do you do? Just go fishing or you go, what do you do?
Yeah. Time to collect jerseys. Sadly, it's a great way to end the season. You know, you can't go any further than this. There'll be a few athletes that we have that may compete at kind of like a USA track and field events in the summer, but they do that independently. Unlike basketball and football, where they do a lot of camps and things like that, we really let our athletes kind of take some time off and, you know, get in the weight room for other sports and kind of focus on skill development and other things, because we know that if an athlete is getting stronger, they're getting more agile on the basketball court or playing hockey in the summer, they're going to come back a better athlete, more well-rounded for us. So we have a pretty hands-off approach until next winter, where any athletes who want to can do off-season training, and we kind of organize a lifting program and stuff like that. So for me, fishing, camping, biking, you name it, I'll be doing it.
Well, very good. Well, you know, hey, congratulations on a, I guess you could say it's a successful year, right? I mean, you had a good group of kids and they work well together, and it was a large group. You had like 90 participants, didn't you?
Yeah. Really big group. Proud of the way we performed this season, and coming into the season, we didn't know we'd have that many, but they really formed a close bond, and just really proud of the work that our coaches and athletes did, and the support we got it from our community and parents. So great season, and happy to be where we are today.
All righty. Well, Tyler, appreciate you guys coming on to the program this spring. We look forward to talking to you again next spring as well. Enjoy the campouts.
Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy.
All righty.
Thank you for the coverage. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Good luck to all the student athletes this afternoon as they participate in the state over there in St. Michael's Alvavera. Good luck, and thanks again, Tyler.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Head coach Tyler Balow for the boys track team. And we talked to Janet Smith last week, and she was on the track team. And she talked to us about the girls' side of things as well. And, of course, the one young lady who did participate in state. And she is, like you said, just a freshman and took about 11th place. So, hey, way to go. Nice job done by all. So good luck to those athletes this afternoon as they run over there in St. Michael, Albertsville. We're just coming up on 25 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We're going to take a short little break, I think. And then when we come back, I think we'll do maybe we'll do a little meet the old Raider there. Maybe get Cam Melgren on the program and stuff like that. I'm going to try to track down Mr. Chris Groutman shortly after that. And we'll talk baseball. Coming up here on the Raider Wrap, you're listening to 95.1 The One KYMN.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, options for you.
Connects Nurseries and Landscaping in Northfield is your all-in-one garden center. Come and browse thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals, as well as a variety of soil, mulch, and rock. Connects knowledgeable staff are here to help you with your next project. Check us out at connects.net. That's KNECHTS.net, where plants and people connect.
The school year is wrapping up, and it is time to say goodbye to our Northfield seniors as they turn the page into the next chapter of their lives. Benjamin Buss salutes the graduates and would like to especially recognize Preston, Marissa, Lexi, and Ruby.
Hello?
Think of all the games, the exams, the friends, prom, concerts, plays, bus rides, and so much more.
So, okay?
Congratulations from everyone at Benjamin Buss and Northfield Lines. We are all wishing you success in your future.
Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on 95.1 KYMN. It is Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning. We're at 72 here with a little overcast skies. The sun's trying to poke its head out. Supposed to have a little bit of scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon, warming up to around 78, cooling off to 51 tonight, and then sunshine tomorrow. But maybe a chance of a little bit of rain, maybe a tenth of an inch or so yet this afternoon to kind of, you know, help the flowers and all the plants and vegetation grow a little bit stronger here today. We're coming up on 23 in front of 11 o'clock. I was able to track down Chris Groutman, assistant coach to the baseball team. Chris, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit of a short notice. I know Josh has some things going on, and you know, now that the season has kind of come to an end, and he gets to play daddy, so he was kind enough to have you step in. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, he's coaching his fifth grade boy today, so it's always one thing to the next, and same here. I have a 15-year-old son and a 10-year-old son that they'll play later today too. So it's always busy, but we love watching our kids compete.
So tough break. About a week or so ago, you played Byron and lost, and then you had to come back and fight to win to get another shot at it. And then I believe on Wednesday, you had a doubleheader against them. So it was a double elimination kind of a program. You won that first game 4-1. So you kind of had, it seemed like you had had things figured out in that first game. And then unfortunately in that second game, I think you lost it by 1-8-7. That had to be a heartbreaker because I think it was extra innings, wasn't it?
Yeah, we lost in 8 innings. And going back to that first game, we knew we were set up pretty well with our pitching staff. Our pitchers have been really good all year, and kids were confident going in. And Nolan Thompson pitched a really great game in the first game. We actually went back and forth a little bit. He actually started the second game as well, and just with pitch count and arm situation, he was only planning on going 2, but yeah, it was a really back and forth game. That second game, we led off the bottom of the first with a 2-run homer by Austin Kep that got us kind of rolling. And you know, baseball is one thing where, you know, we fight, get a couple runs, they come back, and it was kind of a back and forth. It was probably a wonderful baseball game to watch as a fan. Obviously, it just didn't turn out the way that we wanted it at the end for us.
So, how do you think the players kind of, I mean, were they kind of bummed out and kicking themselves? I mean, I guess, you know, I think they had a pretty good season.
Yeah, 19-7 was the record. I think we won 11 games in a row at one point. So we did have a really good year. Obviously, our goal from the get-go was, you know, getting to the state tournament. We figured that we had good pieces to the puzzle to put that all together, and we played some really good baseball mid part of the season into the playoffs, and we felt confident on Wednesday night that we could get both, and just felt one inning short. And yeah, it's a heartbreaker, of course. The seniors, you know, they put their full effort forward, a great class, very good competitors, committed to the program, and obviously feel really bad for them as they go out with one game short of their goal. And hopefully they learn a lot of life lessons that it was a defeat, but overall, great season, and you play sports to go out and compete and play with friends and get to know buddies, and we did that, and I feel we did it all the way to the end and battled back. Even in that last inning when we were down three, we actually got our tying runner on second and winning runner on first with a couple of our middle of the order hitters up, and just one of those things that, you know, sometimes you get those hits, sometimes you don't, and we fell one hit short of our goal, but overall, you know, look back at it, 19-7, very, very competitive season and a good start for this Raider program.
So I was going to say, you know, this is Josh's first year as head coach, and when you look ahead now to the future, what do you as a coach, okay, for example, yourself, so when you go through a season like this, 19-7, you had some nice aspirations, you lose that one in a heartbreaker in the last inning, the players, they're in the game, they're playing, you're coaching. What does it do to the coach and to the psyche of the coach and whatever? And what do you take a little time and then it motivates you, or what, as a coach, how do you handle that?
Yeah, good question. And really, to be honest, we haven't even talked about next year at all. We're still kind of stuck in the moment here and feeling for the seniors that, you know, won't put that Raider uniform on again. And, you know, there's graduation parties that are going on that we're going to. They graduate tomorrow. You know, a couple of these players are going to Italy and Greece. They have college coming up. So, I mean, they're transitioning into a really nice time in their life. And we're just fortunate to be a part of that, 2.5 months to with them to compete in their last Raider, you know, sport. And, we'll give time to reflect. And next week we'll talk to some of the juniors and the sophomore that was on the varsity roster, just kind of talk about next year and goals and where they think they want to be and what they're going to do in the off season. And, you know, those type of conversations will happen. But at this point, it's, kind of letting those seniors do their senior graduation thing, honor them at their graduation parties. And we'll have time to reflect back on next year and what that looks like. And we just want to, you know, kind of get these seniors a last hurrah here as they move forward to their next path in their life.
So do you guys have some sort of an awards banquet or something like that too? Or you guys, was it just kind of, that was the end of it the other night?
So spring seasons are really weird. So we had our actually banquet on Monday night before the game, and Josh did a really good job putting that together and kind of setting the stage, saying, yep, usually you have these at the end of the season. But, you know, once the season's over, our season over was June 17th was kind of our end date, which was the championship game. People are all over the place, so it's really hard to get everybody together. So we planned it that Monday night before the section, 2 days before the section final, giving out the awards, and we had 4 all conference players, actually a Big Nine player of the year, and Nolan Thompson, pitcher of the year in the Big Nine. You know, so we gave all those individual accolades on Monday night, knowing that Wednesday we're still ready to compete for a section title as a team and go to the section tournament, and that was the main goal. So we did do that recognition and that banquet and the season ending, but just with the logistics, it's just so hard to do it after the season, because again, we were planning after the season is June 18th, and you know, summer's already kind of halfway going at that point. So
right,
we did our banquet already.
So I know you talked about your own children and whatnot, but do you do any coaching during the summer? I know there's a spring league or there's a summer league that goes on, that's kind of it's not really with the Raiders, but do you do any coaching on that? Do you help out on any of that?
Yeah, so there's going to be multiple levels this summer. There's going to be American Legion baseball, which is generally juniors and seniors. There's going to be VFW baseball, which has already started, and that's going to be generally some freshmen and some sophomores. And then the 15s are some of the freshmen as well. And you know, I'll be around and be able to be helpful. I'm not on the field coaching, but obviously, you know, Josh and myself here to build the program. We're looking at these players and, you know, seeing how they're how they compete, you know, in the summer and the, you know, the opportunities that they're given, and you know, how they go out and do that business. And Josh actually coaches the VFW too, so he's coaching his 11-year-old kid today, but he'll also coach the VFW, which is, you know, 2B juniors, which will give him a pretty good look at the, you know, the kids for next year.
Awesome. Well, I like I said, it was
you know, kind of heartbreaking there at the end. You maybe didn't quite get to your goal, but it sounds like, you know, like you said, you won 19 games, so you gotta feel good about that, and looking forward to next year as well. So, Chris, I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day today to join us here on the program, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys' support, and obviously we heard from a lot of people watching on different streaming services, and we appreciate the support, and we'll go cheer on the Raiders at their next activities. So thank you for having me.
All righty. Chris Groutman, assistant coach to the boys baseball team, joins us. They lost that one 8-7 against Byron on Wednesday night, and that knocked them out of the state competition. But again, 19 wins on the year. Very, very successful for the baseball team and the first-year head coach, Josh Spitzak. For the Northfield Raiders. It's about 13 in front of 11. We still got more to come. We've got the Meet the Raider with Cam Melgren. It's all on the way right here on 95.1 The One.
Remember that special teacher who took the time to work with you one-on-one after school, helping you finally pass that difficult subject? Well, it's like that with the mortgage lenders at Merchants Bank when you're buying a new home. Let's face it, home buying is unfamiliar and can be overwhelming. Merchants lenders know this. So, like their special students, they'll help you understand different financing options and weigh the pros and cons of each. In the end, your passing grade will be the financing that fits you and a house that you'll be happy to call home. Merchants Bank, equal housing lender, loan subject to approval.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK. We're swinging into spring. Spring is the time to get outdoors. Yard cleanup, time at the lake, the golf course, or on the beach. This year, let's make this a spring free of glasses or contacts. And Ritchie Eye and LASIK want to help you swing into spring with up to $500 off all of our LASIK treatments.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Hooray, the days are getting longer. I am so excited for spring.
Me too, and more sunshine. Everything's going green. The grass, the trees, energy savings.
Energy savings?
Yeah, spring brings more sunny days and more green savings, like rebates on energy-efficient appliances from Minnesota Energy Resources.
Go green to get green. I like that.
Yeah. Visit cashrebatesnow.com to learn how you can get more green. It's like putting sunshine in your pocket.
Are you a business owner looking to cut costs? You may qualify for thousands of dollars in rebates from Minnesota Energy Resources. Not to mention, simple upgrades can save you even more on your monthly energy bill. Whether installing a new thermostat or scheduling a boiler tune-up, you can reduce energy costs without taking away time or energy from what matters most. Visit cashrebatesnow.com to learn more. Minnesota Energy Resources. Small efforts, big savings.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. It is the 10th day of June. And the United States and the Vatican established full diplomatic relations for the first time in 117 years on this date, way back in 1984, believe it or not. Back in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded by William G. Wilson and Dr. Robert Smith. I believe it went like, hi, how you doing? My name is Bill. Hey, Bill. I'm Bob. Hey, Bob. So that all going on the 10th day of June in 1935. And now bringing us up to 2023, what do we got going on here on June 10th? Well, let me tell you, we've got a thing called Meet the Raider. And Evan Lowe will talk to the lacrosse team and Cam Melgren. So without no further ado, let's kick it back to Evan Lowe with some more lowdown going on with the Meet the Raider on KYMN.
We had this team motto called We Not Me. That's very important to me because you can't always rely on one person to make an impact on your team. You have to work as a team to make a point, to prove a point, proving like who you're really worthy of.
Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show, hosted by yours truly, Evan Lowe. Today we'll be talking about the lacrosse team with Captain Cam Melgren. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Evan.
The end of this week marks the end of our junior year. What would you say was the highlight of your junior year?
Probably meeting new people and just get a better understanding of how important school is.
Yeah, and Cam, you're a lacrosse captain and a lacrosse player. Are you also involved in any other out-of-school activities?
Yes, I am a football player also during the fall season.
Football and lacrosse, is there any correlation there? Do you think that being in football helps you out in lacrosse, or is that just kind of fun, something different?
I feel like lacrosse helps out with football because lacrosse, you get a lot of endurance in it, and it just overall just helps with your like agility and with your footwork because you're trying to dodge on a defender and make them like mess up. So it's a good thing for football and just gets you ready to go into the football season for me.
Yeah. Cam, would you say that you're more focused on lacrosse or football?
I'd probably say lacrosse. You know, I play on a club team, so I play year-round and I travel around the United States to play lacrosse.
What team is that for?
The team's called Grey Duck. They are an upcoming lacrosse club team, so it's just something new to get noticed and get looked at.
The lacrosse season is over, so are you now starting to play with Grey Duck?
We just started practices this week, and we have practices every week now. And our next tournament for that is June 20th, so coming up pretty quickly.
And Grey Duck, is that kind of like the legend of Duck Duck Grey Duck in Minnesota? Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, the owner of it usually was like really like blanked about it. Like that's like what it was mainly based off of. So it was pretty funny to understand that.
A lot of players, when they play in club teams, do it to get scouted or just to play more because they love the sport. Would you say that you're playing on Grey Duck to get more attention and to kind of try to get attention from colleges?
I would say so, but it's also you meet new people and just make new friends. So it's a really good way for me to just like meet new people and get out there and just have fun.
And summer is right around the corner, and I'm sure you'll be pretty busy with that Grey Duck lacrosse team. Do you have any other big summer plans?
I also have football camp. Football will be a big part with that. It's kind of just like working everything into a schedule that I can like commit to both sports at the time. So, you know, it's just busy, but you got to put worth the effort to make a good outcome.
And so, Cam, now let's talk a little bit more about the lacrosse team. I know early on in the spring, a lot of teams do captain's practices. Is that something you guys did, or was there any other preseason training the lacrosse team did?
We had like 3 weeks of captain's practice to get like knock all the rust off with our players and just get used to playing with each other and just have a better understanding of how each player plays and the groove of everything and fast paced it is.
High school sports in general are just a lot more fast paced. In lacrosse, you have a lot of middle schoolers that come up and play up. So is that kind of the chance for them to get in the fast paced action of varsity lacrosse?
Yes, that is a very good chance for them to get like an understanding of how much faster it is from going up from like an association level to a varsity level to a JV level. It's a very big impact to them because it really just gets them to understand the true meaning of the game and how it's really played. And then a couple of times we also have Farmington coming in there and we practice and compete with them and just get it all under control.
I'm sure that might have been a little rough playing against Farmington because last year you lost to them in the section game. Did you guys kind of battle it out preseason in the Dundas Dome?
I would say it was a pretty good battle, working hard at it and proving our point that we're more than what we showed. It was just a very good captain's practice to make everyone push and work their hardest.
And going into this season, you guys had really big holes that you had to fill, like Spencer Klotz on the offensive end. He was just a fierce competitor for you guys. Were you worried going into the season about the big holes?
I was not worried. I knew that people could step up and actually make a point that they are worthy of filling those holes. George Peterson, he helped us out a lot on the field lately. He's absolutely a good player and just knows how to move the ball and just understands the game. Camden Waters, he's a very good player too. He's works very hard, loves the game. I knew there was people that could put in the hard work and they would earn the spot that needed to be filled.
Now that the season is over, you guys are done in sections. Do you think the season went how you kind of figured it would, or did anything surprise you playing with the team this year?
I wasn't very surprised. You know, we lost a lot of holes, but like also at the same time, you just got to keep pushing forward.
Cam, you talked about those big holes, but you also have some players that next year will be able to help you. I think you had 5 underclassmen get all-conference honors and all-section honors, and you were one of them, Cam. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In the future, do you think that's something that you can kind of look at to help lead the team? And do you see something happening next year with those?
this year we had so many young players that stepped up and proved their point, how worthy they are on this team and how important they are to make this team work. So next year, I feel like we will have a better chance and be a more versatile team and have a better understanding of where to put the ball and in these certain situations, like how to play that position. So I think next year we have a very good chance of being a very versatile team and having a big impact in the section.
Yeah, and being well-rounded, especially, like you said. And throughout this season, you guys have had a bunch of obstacles. But what would you say was the biggest obstacle that you guys faced?
Our biggest obstacle was teamwork. Our team kind of struggled with that. We really tried to have like a one-man show. We had this team motto called We Not Me. That's very important to me because you can't always rely on one person to make an impact on your team. You have to work as a team to make a point, to prove a point, proving like who you're really worthy of.
And if you're just tuning in to the Raider Wrap this week, we're meeting with lacrosse captain Cam Melgren. And so Cam, what would you say was your favorite lacrosse memory this year?
My favorite lacrosse memory was probably Augie Dietrich. He was a senior coming into the season, and he's just a very hardworking kid. He really loves this game, and it was his first year. On his last game against Mayo, he scored his first goal. I was very proud of him and just excited to see his excitement on the field because his hard work paid off for it.
Are there any other memories that you have with teammates or relationships that you've really been able to grow this year as a captain?
We did this team bonding event at Whirly Ball, where I just got to see everybody have fun.
And Cam, you're a junior captain. Will you be able to maintain your captain next year as a senior?
At the moment, I don't know yet, but it's really just like how the coach feels. I'd love to be a captain, but if I'm not, you know, it is what it is. I can still stand up and just be there for my players and not have the label on me as a captain. It's okay if I don't get it.
Yeah, leaders will lead whether you have the status or not.
Exactly.
And so now let's talk a little bit about game day. So before you guys go to a game, is there anything that you specifically do to help your teammates, to help you get mentally prepared for the upcoming task?
Well, I usually go home and take a quick 30-minute nap, drink some water, have a couple of snacks, and then head to the school. And then we get a bunch of food from our booster club, so I help load them up on the bus with the food and just put headphones on and just get ready for the ride.
When you actually are playing and do the face-offs?
We call it the X. It's the midfield line. So there's an X in the middle of the field. So that's where all the face-offs will be taken.
Yeah, and when you're on the X doing the face-offs, what do you think separates you from your competitors when you're up there against them?
Every face-off guy has a different like play style. So some guy might go for the clamp of the ball just to win it clean off of the clamp, where another person might be going after like their body so they can stop them from having a fast break and just stopping the ball. You don't know what how the person plays until you go up against them. So, you know, it's just a learning process at the X to figure out their flaws and what you can beat them at.
Thank you for that, Cam. Is there any specific thing that you do in practices that you think really translated into games and game-like situations that helped you excel this year?
Our passing and catching hasn't been very good at practice lately, so the coaches have been a big impact in passing and catching. So we would do this drill where we'd pass in seven lines, and if we had five drops in that whole like drill, we would get down and we'd have to do either like 20 burpees, 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups. So we really pushed ourselves to make the best and not have to do those extra exercises. So we just really pushed ourselves to not do the fundamentals and not drop the ball and pass correctly.
Yeah, and was that something, Cam, where if one person messed up, the entire team would have to go and do the burpees?
Yeah, so we did it as a team. You play as a team, we're all in it if one person messes up. You're not just going to be the one person singled out where you're just going to be like embarrassed because you made a mistake. You know, we're all going to be there and doing it with the person. Basically, what we all did is just work together and play together.
And Cam, that kind of goes back to your mantra this year of we, not me. And that's just kind of cool to see that you guys are implementing that in everything that you guys do. Cam, what would you say is the reason that you like lacrosse?
The reason that I like lacrosse is, you know, it gets things off my mind and it makes me like have a fun mood and just overall just forget about all the bad things that have happened in the past and just focus on the good things. You really just have fun playing with your friends.
What age, Cam, did you start playing lacrosse?
So I started playing when I was 10 years old.
What do you think kind of led you to make the decision that you wanted to play lacrosse?
So my friend introduced it to me, and I was a baseball player. So Camden Waters actually introduced me to it. And he's like, this is a way faster paced game. I feel like you'll have more fun if you play it. So he introduced me to lacrosse. And it was just a blast overall. And I just have kept with it the whole time.
Yeah, and you're still playing with Camden Waters system.
Yep.
Any advice that you would give to younger players that play lacrosse? If you could go back and give your childhood self some advice, is there anything that you would say?
Hard work pays off. If you keep working at something that you're not the best at, you'll obviously will get better at it. And you just got to keep moving forward and just keep pushing yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Cam, for coming in today. Best of luck with your Gray Duck lacrosse team, and have a great summer.
Thank you, Evan.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That's a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your host, Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
All righty. Thanks, Evan, for that portion of Meet the Raider. We're just a couple minutes after 11 o'clock here this morning, and we're not quite done yet. We have an extended version here, an encore production, if you will. We would not be doing ourselves justice if we did not cover this young lady. She's a heck of a hockey player, to say the least. But turns out she's a heck of a golf player, too. So Evan was able to catch up to Emerson Garley earlier in the week to talk about her appearance, which is going to be in the state golf tournament again. This is her second year in a row, and she's really improved throughout the year. So let's see what Evan has to say with Emerson Garley.
Her 16th hole, and I told my coach that I'm just playing for fun, and then he goes, you can win this thing, and then I ended up parring that hole, and that girl ended up doubling, so I took the lead by one, and then I just took it away after then. My dad, he always got me into it, always wanted to bring me to the course, so I started playing with him.
Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show, hosted by yours truly, Evan Lowe. Today we're going to be talking about golf with girls golf state qualifier Emerson Garley. Congratulations, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so Emerson, state is going to be next Tuesday and Wednesday. How excited are you about that?
I'm pretty excited. This is my second time going, so I'll be more experienced and be able to play better.
Yeah, and so that's exciting. You already have experience at that same golf course, or is it at a different golf course than last year?
It's at the same golf course every year, so.
And Emerson, do you go and play at that golf course during the season or beforehand just to kind of know the grounds?
We had one meet there this spring in mid-May, and we did pretty well. And I finished top 10 of a big field, so I'm pretty ready to go play there.
And so this year, as you already have experience at the tournament because you went there last year, what are you looking to accomplish this year?
I'm looking to a little better and hopefully placing individual in the top 8.
And so last year, Emerson, what place did you qualify at?
I believe I got 17th in the tournament.
And I'm sure there's seniors that graduated, and naturally, I'm sure you can make that climb up. So that'll be exciting. And kind of looking at sections this year, the first day of sections for you, individually, you were tied for first with 3 to 4 other girls. And so what was kind of going through your head when you were tied with those other people for first place?
I knew I could do it again, and so I just had to play my game and not really worry about the other people.
Yeah, and the next day you blew them out of the water, and now you're going to state. When did you realize that you were number one and you were out-competing the other girls?
I was on the 16th hole, and I told my coach that I'm just playing for fun. And then he goes, you can win this thing. And then I ended up parring that hole, and that girl ended up doubling, so I took the lead by one. And then I just took it away after then.
When I think of golf, I think of the movie Happy Gilmore. And in the movie, he's ahead, he's leading the rest of the competition, but he's just got to putt it in at the end to secure the win because he's up with a little bit. Did you find yourself in a similar situation when you were ahead and you just had to stay calm and collected to secure the section championship?
Yeah, on the last hole, I had about a foot of a putt to win it all, so I was a little nervous, but then I made it, so it made me feel good.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in to the Raider app, we are meeting with girls golf state qualifier Emerson Garley. And so, Emerson, you're just insane at golfing. You're one of the top golfers in the state, the top golfer in the section. When did you start golfing?
I started golfing when I was pretty young, 3 or 4, but then started turning competitive in about 5th, 6th grade.
And what do you think made you want to join golf?
My dad, he always got me into it, always wanted to bring me to the course, so I started with him.
And do you still play with him to these days? Is that something that you two do?
Yeah, quite often.
And Emerson, what would you say is something that you really like about golfing?
I just like being outside and play with my friends, and it's always a new game every day. It's never the same.
And Emerson, I know in Northfield there's a couple different golf courses. Is there one that you prefer playing at over the other, like with Willinger's and just other golf courses in the area?
I definitely like the home course. Northfield is definitely my favorite because it's never the same.
Emerson, with golf, there's just a bunch of different aspects of it. There's driving, chipping, putting. But what would you say is something that you really excel at when it comes to your game?
I'd definitely say my iron game and my driving.
How far can you drive it?
About 260.
That's really good for any standards, but how does that compare with the other girls that you compete against?
It definitely compares to the top group of the bunch.
Emerson, this year as a team, Northfield did really well. You guys were conference champions. You got second at sections. How would you say the team did?
I think we did pretty well. There's definitely room for improvement next year, but it was definitely a learning experience to what we need to do next year to win it all.
Yeah, and you guys are a very young team. How excited are you to play with your teammates next year?
It's going to be pretty fun. I've played with most of these girls my whole high school career, so it's a bonding experience. And
yeah, Emerson, are there any specific team bonding experiences that you have or memories with your teammates?
Well, we went up to Coon Rapids this year and stayed in a hotel, and that was pretty fun. We got to hang out and get closer, and yeah.
Yeah, well, Emerson, thank you for coming in today. Just doing a quick interview. Best of luck at the state tournament next week.
Thank you.
Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
All right, now you can stick a fork in us. We're done. That's it. Adios. Bye-bye. Gotta go. We bid you adieu. Hey, so this may be the last wrap of the summer. We're not sure exactly. Obviously, Emerson is going to advance, and the state qualifying and the state tournament for the track meet is ending today. That's all the way out in St. Michael, Albertville. And then she'll go up to Coon Rapids to golf in the state tournament on Tuesday and Wednesday. And, of course, Mel will go up there and coach her through as well. So all that fun stuff is going to be going on the rest of this week. So if we don't see you, we'll see you. But, you know, it's been a pleasure. It's been fun. It's been real fun. So enjoy the rest of the summer. And maybe we'll catch up to you later on in the spring. If we don't see you the rest of the summer, we will see you come fall time. And, of course, we'll see you on the ice when we have Raider hockey coming for you right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for another day. Take care.